You are listening to the audio production of Bavinck on the Christian Life, Following Jesus in Faithful Service by John Bolt, part of the Theologians on the Christian Life series, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Crossway and is read by Graham Geisler. Dedication. For my children, Michelle, David, and Kim, Justin and Lori, and grandchildren, Adriana, Michaela, Caden, Evan, Charlotte, Jordan, Emily, Olivia, Anika, whose being is one of the great joys of my life and whose life of flourishing Christian discipleship is my daily prayer. Series Preface. Some might call us spoiled. We live in an era of significant and substantial resources for Christians on living the Christian life. We have ready access to books, DVD series, online material, seminars, all in the interest of encouraging us in our daily walk with Christ. The laity, the people in the pew, have access to more information than scholars dreamed of having in previous centuries. Yet for all our abundance of resources, we also lack something. We tend to lack the perspectives from the past, perspectives from a different time and place than our own. To put the matter differently, we have so many riches in our current horizon that we tend not to look to the horizons of the past. That is unfortunate, especially when it comes to learning about and practicing discipleship. It's like owning a mansion and choosing to live in only one room. This series invites you to explore the other rooms. As we go exploring, we will visit places and times different from our own. We will see different models, approaches, and emphases. This series does not intend for these models to be copied uncritically, and it certainly does not intend to put these figures from the past high upon a pedestal like some race of super-Christians. This series intends, however, to help us in the present listen to the past. We believe there is wisdom in the past 20 centuries of the Church, wisdom for living the Christian life. Stephen J. Nichols and Justin Taylor. Preface. Why do people resist the Christian gospel? Is it because Christian claims are unreasonable and a stumbling block for really smart people? Intellectual objections against the faith have been raised since the days of second-century antagonists such as the Greek philosopher Celsus. Christian apologists such as Justin Martyr then and C.S. Lewis more recently have responded with thoughtful rebuttals. A good, intellectually honest case can be made for the truth of Christianity. Its doctrines are not irrational. Our faith seems more vulnerable, however, in the practice of Christian living. Believers and non-Christians are frequently united in denouncing hypocrisy in the Church. In the words attributed widely to Benjamin Franklin, "How many observe Christ's birthday, how few his precepts." Christian talk is lofty, the complaint goes, but Christian walk is weak. When Christian lives don't measure up to the high standards set by the gospel, we might well wonder whether those standards are even possible. Friedrich Nietzsche puts it very bluntly. In truth, there was only one Christian, and he died on the cross. Christians who might dismiss Nietzsche as a despiser of Christianity cannot, however, dismiss Dietrich Bonhoeffer's warnings about cheap grace and his call for costly discipleship. In contexts where Christians are a majority, it may be too easy to be a Christian. When others live decent and respectable lives, the more radical demands of Christian discipleship, deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me, Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, may strike even the most evangelical and orthodox Christian as extreme or fanatic. Under those circumstances, it becomes easy to rationalize cheap discipleship by appealing to good biblical
Sample complete. Ready to continue?